This is Speak Lord, and we're at episode 100. I'm Ryan Rogers. I do this podcast because I love to hear God speak through the words of the Bible, and I want to share that with you. You know the feeling when someone crushes your optimism, and they might crush it by telling you the truth, but it's bad news. Some bad news we need to hear and we need to face it. But some bad news we don't need to know. It just hurts us. And if we hear enough of it, we get to the place where we want to cover our ears and say, I don't want to hear it. This is why the story of the death of Moses caught my attention. Because God shares some really bad news with Moses and it feels like a slap in the face. It feels like a poor judgment call on God's part. But he's God, and he knows what he's doing. But it leaves me wondering why God doesn't spare us from the bad news that only hurts. Moses went through a lot of difficulty leading the people of Israel. Remember, he was called to lead them out of Egypt, and it was hard just to get him to the point of accepting that, and really hard going before Pharaoh and trying to get the people out of Egypt. And finally, when they get permission, they're chased, and they have the Red Sea. Then when they get across, there's Sinai and there's rebellion. He had a hard job leading a rebellious people. And he wanted to lead them into a promised land. But the people were afraid and unfaithful. And Moses himself broke faith with God on one particular bad day. So they were in the desert, in the wilderness, not going into the promised land. And God told Moses that he was going to die. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, God took Moses up on a mountain to look over the land. And in verse 4, he said to Moses, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I will let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. That's how Moses dies. Looking at the thing he's longed for and not getting it. God had told him that this would happen. He told him he was about to die, that he wouldn't go there. So Moses had time to think and prepare, and he shifted his hope and energy from entering the promised land to preparing the people who would enter the promised land. It's like a parent who gives everything they have so that their children would have opportunities they didn't. And Moses takes this time in the wilderness to write the book of Deuteronomy, which literally means second law. So he's reviewing all these things God has taught them, reviewing their history and calling them to faithfulness. He outlines the blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. Moses has done everything he can to prepare these people for faithfulness when they cross over into the promised land, that land that Moses would not get to go into. Even though Moses knows he will die, there's a bit of optimism, a hope that maybe all his life work will pay off in these people being faithful to God. Now, there's just something harsh about going to somebody who knows they're about to die and telling them that the thing they worked so hard for is about to fail. And that's what God does to Moses. He didn't give him the privilege of dying ignorant of how his hopes and his hard work would be disappointed. I've heard some good advice that everything that is said must be true, but not everything true must be said. And God didn't follow that principle with Moses. He shared with him some really bad news, and he shared it with him right before he was about to die. So here's what God said, and you know some of the story and some of the emotion that would have been here for Moses at the end of his life and how much he wants to see this happen. Now listen to how these words just sound so cruel. Deuteronomy 31:16. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers. Then this people will rise and whore after foreign gods among them in the land they are entering. They will forsake me and break my covenant that I have made with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them and hide my face from them, and they will be devoured. And many evils and troubles will come upon them, so that they will say in that day, Have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I shall surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil they have done, because they have turned to other gods. This is exactly what Moses didn't want to hear before he died. It feels like all his work is wasted. But then there's this song. God gives a song and he tells Moses to write it down and teach it to the people so that they can be confronted by their unfaithfulness. So I was reading through this story and just wondering why God would do this to Moses. And I thought there has to be some clues in this song. So I went through the song and it's just thoroughly negative. It does talk about God's greatness and his faithfulness, but it talks more about Israel's unfaithfulness and the Lord's anger. In verse 23, it says he'll heap disaster on them. In verse 35, it says doom comes quickly. Do you have any idea what God is doing here? Moses is at that place that we know really well, the place where he's feeling, I just don't want to hear it. And yet God's telling it to him. But there are a few lines of hope. Chapter 32, verse 36 says, "For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. When he sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free." And the final line of the song, verse 43, says, "He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land." I think I see one reason why God is treating Moses this way. When we get to the point that we don't want to hear it and we prefer to be ignorant, there's one truth that makes the bad news not so toxic. One reason that Moses might have been encouraged in that moment, and maybe we can be too, is that our hope is not about our faithfulness to God, but about God's faithfulness to us. The hope of Israel was not about them going into the promised land and keeping all the commandments and doing great things. The hope was in God being faithful to them even when they completely failed. The life work of Moses hadn't failed. The people would fail, but God wouldn't. Moses could have died with hope in man that they would be faithful to God and that they would listen to all his words. But God, perhaps graciously, stripped him of any such hope. Before he died, he reminded him of something greater, that even though his people would fail, God's faithfulness would be victorious anyhow. So Moses went to sleep, knowing that the people wouldn't do everything he had written in that book, but that God's grace would never leave them. Maybe there is a reason to hear what we don't want to hear, to remind us that even though we mess it all up and this world is wicked and terrible and evil, our hope is not in this world. Bring on the truth that hurts, so long as I get the truth that gives life as well. How is God speaking to you? Maybe you have experienced some really bad news and you look around at our world and it's just bad news and you're covering your ears and you're saying, I don't want to hear it. But as you look at those things, they're a reminder that none of those things are the foundation of our hope. In fact, the foundation of our hope is so sure that even with all those terrible things, we still have hope because God is faithful. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Find more of Speak, Lord, by searching for Palmer SDA Church, wherever you get podcasts, and at PastorRyanRogers.com.